Acting on a tip-off from local council authorities in the Kampala suburb of Nakawa, the Uganda State House Health Monitoring Unit confiscated about 100 suspicious vials of the COVID-19 vaccine. According to Uganda National Medical Stores, the batch numbers on the suspected vaccines do not match those that were imported under the COVAX facility early this year. The vials also have tampered seals and tops, an indication that they could have been refilled in a suspicious manner. During interrogations, officials established that it is mostly staff members of corporate institutions that have fallen for the scheme of the suspected fraudsters. Dr. Walen Namara is the head of the State House Health Monitoring Unit.
In other words, people thought it was an easier way out of getting a vaccine instead of lining up in established institutional centers that we had put there as government. They opted to use private means, and the private means happened not to be the correct means.
According to Namara, two suspects have been arrested over the scam, while the hunt for those still at large continues.
They were not health workers. They did not belong to any health institution. They were not authorized by the Ministry of Health. There is one who was calling himself a doctor, and he actually is a school dropout of statistics. When we questioned them, they were not able to answer our questions fully. We got suspicious, and we asked the police to do their work, so they are with the police helping further.
He says the contents of the vials have been handed over to the government analytical laboratory for further scrutiny.
Investigating what fluid was contained in these vials. We are hopeful that it was water for injection or normal saline, because that would make sense, in which case people would not be in danger, except that they would not have got a vaccine.
Although in Uganda, the vaccination is free of charge, the suspected fraudsters were charging between $30 to $60 to administer the fake vaccine to each individual. It is suspected that jabs could be the reason behind high rates of COVID-19 deaths among Ugandans who reportedly received the vaccinations for the coronavirus. Namara says the individuals who purportedly got the phony vaccines will be called upon to aid investigations and also retake the vaccines once it is established that the jabs they received are fake. This comes as a number of Ugandans are rushing to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in the wake of the second deadly wave that has led to increased fatalities and hospital admissions. Uganda, which received about 170,000 new doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine early this month, is mainly focusing on vaccinating those requiring a second jab. Uganda, like many African countries, is still lagging behind on the World Health Organization's vaccination targets for the population. Experts are warning that Uganda will soon slip into a third wave of COVID-19 outbreak. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.